it's gon' take time. I just got to do me.
Everyone, it's Anna. We are starting off our first Preserve Jams of the semester. 7 p.m. on Tuesdays is the new time for jams and for friendship and for love. So, you know, just one thing to say right now. This is Anna. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
So what you been doing? I thought that I saw you, I guess I was wrong. Now you're doing the same thing, convincing yourself you're better alone. And I could tell you how you never left my mind. And then you tell me that you miss me and I'm blind. Oh God, I miss you too.
I'm coming back to you, and I won't let go.
Hang on there, Ariana. We've got something to say. We've got a special visiting guest with us today.
Is that my cue?
That's your cue.
That's my cue to go.
That's your cue to say, hey.
Hi.
Guess who it is? It's Jessica Silverman.
It's me. Back again.
Back again with those white Vans.
I'm not wearing Blundstones, actually.
She's
raining outside.
She's wearing Blundstones because it's raining so hard
it's
outside.
Tufts University. And what other shoes do we have?
Just
other than Stan Smiths.
Stan Smiths and Blundstones.
That's the whole.
And Birkenstocks.
Outfit. And Birkenstocks.
Weather dependent.
The three seasons.
The three seasons are Stan Smiths, Blundstones, and Birkenstocks. That's real. That's something I want to think about. That's a very astute observation that I've never really
I have a new TDC idea
thought about before. So we're going to play some tunes. Welcome back to Jammin' with me, Anna.
And me, Jess.
You'll miss your train and come stay with me. It's always say goodnight and call. We'll have drinks and talk about things and any excuse to stay awake with you. When you're sleepy, I'd sleep there. But then the heating may be down again.
Am I convenient?
We'd be good, we'd be great together. Why'd you have to be so cute? It's impossible to ignore you. What must you make me laugh so much? It's bad enough we get along so well. Just say goodnight and go.
Wasn't gonna go out, I was gonna stay in. Another Friday night on my own. Then I started drinking, my phone it started ringing. I got my shit and walked out the door.
Before we get really into some ABBA, I'd like everyone to know, all my listeners, to know that I'm choreographing a Mamma Mia themed TDC dance. That's Tufts Dance Collective, for those of us that aren't Tufts University students. It's basically a mashup of a bunch of ABBA songs mixed with songs that you can make really booty poppin'. And we're really excited about it. So let's listen.
Rise.
So when you near me, darling, can't you hear me?
S.O.S.
The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. S.O.S. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, though I try, how can I carry on?
You seem so far away, though you are standing near. You made me feel
lovers in the crowd. This one goes out to all my girls.
That's me, I'm the girl.
Wondering what's on your mind. Guess you like the simple type. I ain't stupid, dumb or blind. Won't sleep in your bed of lies. Heard you met her in the club. Trying to tell me you were drunk. I can still smell. You. I'm a drinker, I promise smoke some. Keep it moving, it was nice to know ya. Boy, watch me leave, you ghost to me. Wish you good luck being lonely. I'ma push red every time you phone me. You about to be a memory, oh.
Bet she doesn't touch like me. Sure as hell don't fuck like me. No comparison, no, she don't, she don't. Recipe. No comparison, no, she don't, she don't.
Oh, no, she don't.
never gonna be you, but girl, it's whatever. Oh, shit. I done caught you 50 left time. Why you treat a nigga like I will never? Young man, I know I fucked up, I'm only human. And I ain't begging, but I'm gonna ask for one more chance. Girl, I think we should just
drink up, I'ma smoke some. Smoke keep some. It moving, it was nice to know ya. Boy, watch me leave.
Don't
you go.
So why you won't keep her? Don't get the picture, I'll write it out. Losing everyone that held you down. I put the boy on and now he feeling himself. No, it ain't nothing to put you back on the shelf. Too late for sorry, so boy, back down. I had my issues, but one less now. 99 problems, but a nigga ain't one.
Hey everyone, it's me, Anna, again.
And it's me, Jess, again.
So, Jess wants to ask me some questions. Let's listen up.
So we can get to know each other.
As if we haven't lived together for 3 years already. Let's get to know each other. I think that's a really good idea.
Here's a question I can ask you that I don't know the answer to. What's your favorite flavor of jelly bean? This is the first question on the list of getting to know you questions.
Wait, what is your source? You need to cite your sources.
It's a website called, okay, it's called http://dating.lovetoknow.com/fun-questions-to-something-something-something. But yeah, dating.lovetoknow
dating
says to ask about your favorite flavor of jelly bean. So that's what I'm doing.
I'd say any kind of like a green apple, like a little sour flavor. I'm not so much into very sweet gummies. I only like
sour. Well, jelly beans aren't quite gummies.
I'd classify them under the gummy category.
All right, fine. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Which one have I seen the most or what's my favorite?
Well, does the question say, what have you seen the most? No, it says, what's your favorite? Answer what I've asked.
Yeah. My favorite one, well, the one I've seen the most is Elf. But my favorite one, I really like Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
See, I was going to say Home Alone 1.
Oh, fight.
Fight. But if I had to really pick, I haven't seen this in like maybe 10 years, but I think Eight Crazy Nights was that animated Adam Sandler movie.
Wait, what's your favorite color of jelly bean? Color? Flavor of jelly
flavor.
Bean?
I think either toasted marshmallow or I really liked the root beer ones when I was younger.
Interesting. Sorry, you were saying about Adam Sandler and Eight Crazy Nights?
It's an animated movie with Adam Sandler, and it's about Adam Sandler who was like orphaned. And then he like is an adult like alcoholic, and then his like this old couple like weirdly pseudo adopts him, and then like he coaches a basketball team. It's like this whole bizarre movie. There's lots of poop jokes in it. I haven't seen it in a really long time, But it's definitely the kind of thing where if I watched it now, there would be jokes I got that I missed.
Madam, that's not a Christmas movie. That's a Hanukkah movie.
Well, I'm sorry that my definition of holidays does not fit in to the... I lost steam in my rant. I don't care. There's no Hanukkah movies. Let me have this.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you have it. We just gotta... Yeah. Okay. One more question. And then we won't berate our listeners anymore.
Cool. It's a two-parter. Who should play you in a movie about your life? Who would play me?
Oh.
Who?
Okay. Me, I feel... Well, and then you have to answer for me, too. Okay. So I think that in a movie about my life, I want to say, like, Olivia Wilde or, like, Anne Hathaway or perhaps... Emma Watson is how I feel. I don't know. They're just women that I like. I think I look the most like Olivia Wilde, though.
Is she the one... Is she married to Jason Sudeikis, or did I make that up?
I believe she is.
Okay.
We can fact check, though.
We can fact check that later.
There are no false facts on the radio.
In your movie about your life, I would be played by Aubrey Plaza, probably.
That is correct. You would definitely be played by Aubrey Plaza.
In, like, the movie about your life, I would 1,000%.
I think to yourself, you would be played by, like, Jenny Slate.
Probably.
Yeah.
Those are not that far apart, but yes. I'd pay money to be Jenny Slate for it. That's not true. I want Jenny Slate to exist in the world where I'm Jenny Slate. I just want to get coffee with Jenny Slate. Jenny Slate, if you're listening, please.
Please.
Please call us.
Please call in.
Please call in.
91.5 FM, WMFO, 855-915-9636. Jenny Slate, if you're out there, we're here for you.
Matter. begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling your neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org. This has been a public service announcement. Welcome back, students.
Now back to our regularly scheduled Stevie Nicks.
Oh, We were both just 17 and we're living in a dream.
Hey everyone, did you miss me?
No.
I missed me. So, let's chat a little bit, Jess. What do you think?
What about, Anna?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give a hearty shout out to our 13 listeners right now, including Big Lou back in Connecticut.
Saba Kandani in Tufts University.
Liz Shaheen in Tisch Library.
And that's all the ones we know, so...
That's all the ones we know. If we missed you, give us a little... Give me your just a little texty poo or call in.
Give me a
text after the radio show or during the radio show. Anyways, we appreciate you. Thank you for supporting your local freeform radio station.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. So Jess.
Yeah.
Let's chat. It's time.
For what?
For school to start again. This is our first radio show of the semester.
I already read this PSA.
No, this isn't a PSA. This is my pontification.
It's week three, man.
But this is our first radio show. And so I feel like a back to school reflection of sorts would be appropriate.
That's interesting. So where were we 3 years ago when we had first moved in together? At this point, I think we were starting to realize that we were together too much and that we didn't like that we were together all the time.
We literally had two classes together and ate every meal together.
And had no other friends.
And had, well, we had two other friends.
Yeah, but like it was
peripherally.
We had other friends, but it was, we were realizing that spending every second together just wasn't going to be feasible for our emotional well-beings.
As much as I enjoy Jessica Silverman.
As much as I enjoy Anna Tillett, we realized that we were just going to bicker. We still do.
Well, we still do, but I feel like we've really fallen into a pattern of old married couples, but there really is just like a basis of such love behind it all, you know? And so thinking about where I was freshman year, now I'm a senior, okay?
That's right.
That's how time works.
That's right.
But I'm just... I'm going to have an existential crisis.
Okay. Nothing I haven't seen before.
That's true. But this time last year, I was throwing up uncontrollably.
Someone at work literally asked me today, what happens after we die? And I just had to be like, you know, I don't know. Like, no context either. They're just like, what happens after we die? And I was like, "I that's a great question. Wait, this is a good song.
Then let's listen to it.
Okay.
We'll leave you to think about what happens after you die.
And I don't know which to confess, so I guess I'll start with a mess that is in my head. Well, I must be going insane. Everything I do, I can't help but question. Guess I'm gonna have to pay someone to talk to, yeah.
we interrupt this regularly scheduled programming for some more shout-outs. Rohini.
Rohini.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Dad.
Mark.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And also, Mark Tillett had a interesting answer to Jess's question of what happens after. Jess's patient's question. Jess's
co-person.
Co-humans.
Someone at work.
Question. That, what happens after we die? My dad said, what happens after I die is you get all my stuff. And I was like, that's not incorrect. Although I guess I have to split it with my brother. But
what Robbie doesn't know won't hurt him.
You're right. We'll leave you with that to think about.
your phone. And I know, it takes time to get someone out your mind. But you don't give me any signs, and I told you all the passwords to mine. And I'll admit, I haven't been completely faithful. It was way back in April, and we didn't have a label. Yeah, I tried to play it cool, cause we're never really stable. It's never ever able to figure out. Keep waiting for the right. Sometimes I'm way too understanding, and I give too many chances. I keep making up excuses while you make off like a bandit. But now it's getting harder to ignore. I still feel so little, but I want so much more from you, my dear. You've got to make things clear. Keep waiting for the right time. Why keep me on the sideline? I'm sick of all this trying, trying, trying. While I watch you drift far away, yeah. I'm all better than you make me feel. Tell me you love me so I know it's real. You know I try to believe in us, try to believe in us, but it gets hard as fuck, you know it. Keep waiting for the right time. Still on that satellite. I'm so far.
Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our hour, but we wanted to say thanks for listening. This is Preserve Jams. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Goodbye.
See ya. Tune in next week.
Bye. And on my fire escape, that's all I know. I'll be with you. it's all the same. I'll get the poison for your lemonade. It's just like breakfast in bed, and I'll be a maid. So if you need me, I'll be where the rich men go. My feet propped up on a white pillow. My trip, everything is wrapped in gold. If you need me, I'll be where the rich men go. Stone Street, draw a heart on my window. My skin suddenly is taking hold. If you need me, I'll be where the rich men go. I'll be where the rich men you need me. I'll be where the rich men you need me.